And away we go, hour number two of the Now program on this Getaway Friday, March the 20th, 2020. 3/20/2020, 16 minutes past the hour. And again, tomorrow, the first day of spring, as far as I'm concerned. Now, people will tell you differently, but I believe tomorrow's the first day of spring, and that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. Charlie Evers will be out today, but we have a guest host for Charlie today, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Guest hosting the Charlie Evers Show today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then co-hosting the Exchange Club with me today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And we will be on today through 1 p.m. So don't miss that. Again, Charlie just out today. He took a fall last week and hurt his arm. He was out on Wednesday, but he came back yesterday, just not feeling totally up to par. Going to go to the doctor and get it checked out today. And I'm sure Charlie will be back next week. So that's the story on that. Also, don't forget tonight here on WWGH Radio, Friday Night Live, 8:10 to 10 p.m. It'll be myself and Abby Croman tonight, so you won't want to miss that. And we are getting a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. I called yesterday. I'm the elderly lady that's a shut-in and can't get out or anything else. And I have not got no response all day yesterday. And I was wanting to see if you could put it back on the air again, my telephone number and stuff, to see if anybody would really help me. I mean, I'm over here by myself. I don't see nobody or anything else. There's only one other person in the apartment, and they don't talk to nobody or anything else. And I'm over here by myself, and I'm not getting much info about this coronavirus, and I'm really worried. And like I said, I'm 74. I don't know what to do or where to turn. And I'm in there, and I really need help bad.
Now, what is your number again, ma'am?
740.
Uh huh.
751.
Uh huh.
3680.
Now, what exactly would you need help with at this point?
Well, I really need help with food because I don't have no money. I only get paid. I'm on a fixed income. I get paid monthly, one check a month, and that's why. And I live on $16 worth of food stamps, and that's barely getting me through. And I can't get out. I'm scared to go to the food pantries and stuff like that. They're there, and like I said, I'm 74 years old, and I surely don't want to catch anything because I have other health problems. I had cancer and stuff like that, and I'm just really, you know, I'm just amazed the way, you know, I hear things and I get upset and I get scared, and I have no one to talk to me or nothing.
Now, normally, what food pantry do you go to?
Well, I go to the West Center down here. Or I go to St. Vincent. St. Vincent's the one I really go to most if I can get there. But right now I heard their doors are shut. They're only helping the ones that I guess you have to call and stuff. I've called, but I can't get no answer or anything.
Now, what kind of maybe get some help here. What kind of items are you looking for at this point that you need?
Well, I'd like to have some maybe hot dogs or lunch meat or cheese where I can make grilled cheese sandwiches or soup or, you know, something like that there. Something that's cheap and easy and that there. And a couple of them frozen dinners or something or just something to survive me so I, if I get my check on the 3rd.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have somebody here. I'm getting a message right now who has access to a food pantry. Now, I don't know exactly what they have, but I'm going to give your number again, and hopefully they call you. Now, if they call you, call us back and let us know.
I sure will.
Yeah, now again, your telephone number is 740-751-3680. They'll call you and work something out, hopefully, and then call me back to let me know that it happened.
I sure will. Is this Scott?
Yes, it's Scott.
Okay. All right, Scott. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, 740-751-3680, and I think we're going to have that taken care of, it looks like. All right, good. 740-751-3680. This is a 74-year-old lady who has had some health issues. She can't get around very well. Looking for some kind of food items at this point. She said hot dogs, lunch meat. But, you know, I'm sure at this point, if you have... I don't know what's going on with the food pantry. I know yesterday we heard that they're letting in people one at a time, I think at St. Vincent. Is that what I heard? Does anybody have any information on the food pantry? I think that's what I heard yesterday. I believe we had a caller call in and say that they're letting people in one at a time. Does anybody know, are the food pantries up and running? That would be some good information to have at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. There are people out there listening, and we do repeat these programs. That would be information that people would want to hear. But again, we did this yesterday, but we had guests on, and I don't know how much we got it out there. A 74-year-old lady here in town who obviously does not travel, doesn't have any family members or anybody she can count on. It's a scary time watching all this stuff on the news. Her number, 740-751-3680. Give her a call. Go ahead, caller.
This is Jenny Heights with Love, Inc. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, we do have information on food pantries and things that are happening in the community.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
So I just wanted to let everybody know. Can you hear me okay? Because I'm on the car.
Yep, can hear you perfect.
Okay. We help out with leading a group called the Community Collaborative in Marion. And it's a network of churches and nonprofits, local governments, schools, everybody in the community that wants to work together to help our people in need. So Love, Inc. helps head that up with a couple of other organizations. And we have a Facebook page right now that we've been working really hard to collect all the information of what all the food pantries are doing, where you can get help, all the different things. So if you go on Facebook and you look for Community Collaborative, and then I think it says Marion County, Ohio, but that Community Collaborative, we're posting multiple times every day as changes come out. And so that would be a great place for people to check in.
On the Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, yeah, yeah. And then if there are people, the lady that just called in that needed help, we've actually talked with her at Love, Inc. as well. So if there are people out there that need assistance, that are having trouble with that, please reach out to Love, Inc. Our phone number is 740-382-3340. And we do have some churches that are still offering food boxes. We do have a diaper ministry. We have some different things that, for the time being, are still up and running. We're checking regularly to see, you know, how long those can stay open. But right now, we're still functioning, and we'll help people as much as we can. If we can't help them, we'll try to point them in the right direction.
Right. So people who, maybe this woman, I don't believe she has the internet at 74. She might, but it didn't sound like it. They can call 740-382-3340. Is there any certain hours they can call?
Well, we have voicemail 24/7. We have volunteers working in the mornings from Tuesday through Friday from about 9 to 11:30 or so. But if people have a need anytime, call us, leave a message, and we will take those calls and return them as soon as possible. Love Inc. is not an emergency crisis organization, so, you know, that kind of throws things, but we're in kind of a different time right now. We get a lot of calls for financial assistance, for rent, utilities, things like that. That is not something that we offer. We try to point people in the right direction, but, you know, there's only so much of that in the community available. But yeah, have people give us a call at Love Inc. We're a network of churches in the community that are trying to help people out.
And you say you have spoken with this woman?
We have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So hopefully she's taken care of.
She's on our radar, and we'll actually have somebody reach out to her today to just double-check on how things are going.
Oh, perfect. Now, just before I let you go, and I thank you so much for calling in, how many people at this point, because we are so worried about overwhelming, how many people in the community at this point are in need of this help, would you say? Have the numbers gone up greatly since this whole thing started?
It's really hard to tell. We came into the office over the weekend, and our call volume was probably less than half of what we normally have, which was really surprising to me. But that was prior to a lot of these shutdowns. It was prior to, you know, waitresses and servers and all the different places that are getting shut down. They're now going to be adjusting to that. So, yeah, we're keeping an eye on it. I think the biggest thing is people are trying to get out shopping in the grocery stores, getting everything they can now, and then we'll probably see as those supplies start dwindling down, we'll probably get some more calls.
And at this, you guys do deliver, is that right?
We do not.
Do not.
We may, again, have to start adjusting some different things based on, you know, what rolls out with the governor and how things go. Again, we're staying open. We're volunteer-run. So as long as we have volunteers, we're leaving that call totally up to them. A lot of our volunteers are older as well. So, but yeah, if people are interested in volunteering and helping out with that, we would love to have them call as well. Again, that number is 740-382-3340.
It's an interesting time because we don't know how long it's going to last, and I know there are people in the community who are not driving at this point, and I do wonder about them because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. There is another group I'll mention, too. If people have access to Facebook at all, that's really where I'm starting to see the community pull together. If they've never had an account, a lot of people, even in the older ones, surprisingly, a lot of them do have internet on their phones or whatever, but it's may not be as easy to navigate. But there is another group that I just found about earlier this week. I want to say it's called the community, like Marion Community Pantries or something like that. If they're not sure, they can look on our community collaborative page, and we'll share a link to that one as well. But that page actually has a group called Unity Tribe, I think. And they are organizing people to deliver groceries to seniors. They're collecting information on seniors and people that need help with getting groceries. So that's another great organization to volunteer in as well if you're willing to help pick up and deliver food.
Absolutely. And hopefully we can get numbers out because unfortunately not everybody has Facebook. And unfortunately I think a lot of the people who don't have Facebook might be the people who are in need, the elderly people.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting thing. If anything comes about, always feel free to give us a call, and we will get the information out there.
Sure will. And if you want, you know, Azure Monitoring sites as well, it is a great site. We're working with Marion Matters, and they're kind of helping us keep everything up to date as things are coming out. So it's a great place to get the most recent news. We're trying to confirm everything with organizations, making sure it's a legitimate news source for everybody. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the information, and thank you for calling.
Hey, you're very welcome. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. There was Love Inc. out there listening, and that is important. Now, if you want to call Love Inc., even if they're not there, you leave it on the voicemail. Don't hang up when you get the voicemail. 740-382-3340. These are important times. 740-382-3340. Leave a message. Leave your phone number. Leave it a couple times because sometimes you can't hear it the first time there's something going on the telephone. Leave your number. Leave your name. That's Love Inc. They will help you out. best they can. 740-382-3340. Also, it is important that we pay attention to people who are not driving at this time. We pay attention to people who maybe cannot get out. The lady called in. I think she's being taken care of at this point. She'll let us know. But the lady, 74 years old, needed some help here, food items. Again, the telephone number, 740-751-3680. And if you are out there right now and you are in need of help, there are a lot of people listening to this show, obviously, and listening to this station at this particular point. Call us. It's not a big deal if you need help. I mean, boy, people called Tradio for years asking for somebody to come mow their yard or somebody to come do yard work or somebody to do whatever, handyman things. This is the time you can call and ask for this kind of help. And maybe there's somebody out there listening who has time on their hands right now because people are not working. There are a lot of people who are not working who might be able to help you or who might have access to these things to help you. So again, but always call us back and let us know you've been helped because we are writing this stuff down and I want to know that you have been helped or have been contacted. So again, the number 740-751-3680 is the lady who's in need of some things. But again, the people at Love Inc. are apparently going to get with her today, and I know some other people were also in the direction of getting in touch with her. So there is that. That's where we are at this particular point. And here comes another call. Also, give us information. We want to hear it. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Friendly reminder from your neighborhood bus driver here. We're up and running, and seniors, students, and elderly and disabled ride for 60 cents.
60 cents.
And toll fare is $1.25.
So is 60 cents, is that round trip?
Nope, that's one way. So
one way.
$1.20 to get there and back.
Now, right now, with all the changes, how would they call to get the bus to come to their house?
740-382-9850.
Now, this, I know this is funny because I checked on this one time. What are the city limits considered for where you will pick up?
From what area? You know, there's you got north, south, east, and west. And if you do, we do go up to 5 miles outside of the city limits, but that's considered enhanced services, and it's like double fare, and you have to give 24-hour notice. But we do go as far as, like, Fountain Place Trailer Park and, you know, different, up to 5 miles.
And I believe it's also out, is it, am I right about this, out to Meyer is as far as you'll go?
On the east side. Now, I'm a south side bus driver. We go as far on the right-hand side of 423 as Dollar General, and on the left is the car lot.
And a senior's ride for 60 cents.
Yep, and full fare is $1.25. And I don't think you could beat that with a stick, Scott.
I don't think you could. And
the best part is, you can listen to WWTH if you're in my bus.
That is the best part. So you want to ride that bus for sure.
Have a good chance, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's right. The South Side bus does have WWGH radio on in it. Now, there you go. If you can't, if you don't have a car and you're still able to get around, 60 cents if you're a senior is not bad. Not bad. Let's just put it that way. 60 cents both ways, by the way. Marion Area Transit number 740-382-9850. It's 740-382-9850. Okay. So that's interesting. So here we go. Let me give you the numbers again here. Marion Area Transit 740-382-9850. Love Inc. They're not always there. Leave a message. Leave your number. If you're in need of something, if they can help you, they will. 740-382-3340. 740-382-3340. Go ahead, caller.
Do you have any news on the money President Trump is getting out?
Well, we don't know for sure what's going to go on yet. We think it's hard because we don't want to misstate it. We think it's going to be $1,000
per adult, $500 per child, but we're not sure how that's working. We're not sure if the cap is at 3,000, if it's going to happen twice, once in April, once in May. I think that's still all being hammered out at this point.
Just think, though, if every adult got $1,000, how many bus rides you could get?
Well, if you lost your job, you probably would rather have the job back than $1,000 a month. But
well, the bus ride to go get the groceries and take care of the other necessities.
I think you're right. I think right now the problem is, I don't know if families, what they budget. Do they budget $1,000 a month? I don't know. I mean, it's nice that that money's coming, but I'm worried about people being able to pay their rent. April 1st is not that far off.
Well, hopefully the landlords will consider themselves being in the same boat as everybody else, and hey, give everybody a little bit of relief.
That's right. We'll hope everybody gets through this okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Take your vitamins and get fresh air.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, and again, call in anytime, 740-383-9944, 36 minutes past the hour here. Now, these numbers are important, so we're going to give them. That's why we're here. We're here to help you. Love, Inc., 740-382-3340. Leave a message. That's so important. I know sometimes people get the machine, and they get frustrated, and they say, hey, I'm not going to deal with it. No, leave a message. Leave your number. Don't forget that part either. Marion Area Transit is up and running, 740-382-9850. That's 60 cents for senior citizens, one way and the other way. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to just tell you what kind of valuable service you and Charlie and the rest of them are providing right now. That's amazing.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope that we can do something here because we're going to continue to come in and we're going to continue to do whatever needs to be done.
Yes, that's just, you know, incredible what you guys are doing. And more people, if they're hurting real bad, need to call you up and take advantage of it.
That's right. We will take anybody at this point.
Well, good job, guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye-bye. And that is right. If you are in a pickle right now, don't hesitate. We are here. We are answering the phone. We are live this morning, and we will be live up through 1 o'clock today. Then we'll be back tonight. We'll be back tonight from 8 to 10. Take advantage of these things. Just give us a call. It doesn't hurt. 740-383-9944. And then the lady who was in need of help, the 74-year-old lady, we believe she's being taken care of at this point, but I'm going to give her number again, 740-751-3680. And it doesn't hurt to check on people who you know don't drive or who are elderly. But I'm getting a message right now that somebody tried to, ma'am, if you're still listening to the radio, the lady who called in, somebody's trying to call you right now about this. Tried to call four times and not getting an answer. Now, I'm not sure if you're on the phone with somebody else or you've stepped away from the phone, but somebody is trying to call you now about this problem, so pick up the phone. And again, let us know if somebody has tended to you. We want to know these things. We want to make sure everybody is okay. Again, and also, if you have any information on anything, let us know, 740-383-9944. Also, it is important to note that Facebook is a great place to go. If you have access to Facebook, there is a lot of information there. I know there are a lot of restaurants in town that are offering free food for kids right now. There are a ton of them offering free food for kids during certain hours. I believe McDonald's is one of them. I believe Tim Hortons is one of them. But call. Find these things out. We are, again, in kind of extraordinary times here that these things are happening. And I know not everybody has access to a computer or Facebook, but if you do, try to pay attention because you will get these updates. And these things are very important at this particular point. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944, 40 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. A lot of serious stuff going on in the world. We don't want anybody to be left out in the cold here. So if you're having an issue, and you know what I was thinking earlier on, we talked to an elderly couple that maybe doesn't want to go to the store. Now, we don't want everybody doing this, but you know, if you need somebody to go to the store for you and you don't have anybody to do it, I'm sure there are people who may be willing to do it. As I said, there are a lot of people off work right now that might be willing to do this. And I understand a lot of people are compromised when it comes to money right now, but I, you know, there are a lot of great volunteers in this community. And that's the whole point. You know, when we say we're going to pull together during times like this, that's the point. This is the point. This is what we're doing. This is part of the thing. We've got to pull together. We've got to use the resources we have and what is still available to us and get done what needs to be done. Now, remember, Charlie will not be in today. His show will take the airwaves just after 10 o'clock, but there'll be a guest host today for Charlie. And that guest host will stick around with me during the Exchange Club today, and we'll do pretty much what we're doing right now during the Exchange Club today from 12:10 to 1 p.m., so don't miss any of that. But, you know, diapers are needed. There are people, young people, who have children, and apparently that's something that Love Inc. does do, and I think giving their number again is important. 740-382-3340. 740-382-3340. And Marion Area Transit, 740-382-9850. Has anybody been to the grocery store this morning? Are you noticing anything going on at the grocery store? Are there places now where you can buy these things that we haven't been able to buy, like toilet paper? I know some places have run out of ground beef, ground meat, ground chuck. Has bread, milk, hand sanitizer? Are these things starting to return at all? Are we still understocked at this point? It's interesting. I don't know. Haven't been to the grocery store in a couple days. I'm not really sure what the situations are there at this point. But if you know anything, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We certainly would love to know. These checks are important that you are giving us. Also, if you have anything that you think is of importance to remind people to do while they are home, because a lot of people are home right now, so if you're home, what can you do to not go stir crazy besides watch television? That'll work for a lot of people, but there are a lot of great ideas going around too. I heard the governor's wife the other day talking about things you could do with your kids. I know a lot of people have kids home right now, and there's a recommendation to not leave kids with the elderly grandparents and I'm getting word here that apparently Rite Aid on Main Street said they would not have milk until Tuesday, so don't go there. There's not going to be any milk at the Rite Aid on Main Street until Tuesday. These are the things that I think we need to know. I don't know what's going on right now at the big stores like Walmart and Kroger and Meijer. I was in Meijer yesterday, but I did not go over to the grocery section, so I'm not really sure what that looks like right now. Has the ground beef returned any place at this point? Has the toilet paper, hand sanitizer, milk, eggs, things people are looking for, are they able to be found at this point? It seems to me like every morning there's a line outside these grocery stores, people waiting to get in because of the situation we're in. And I hope that people don't overbuy. That's an important thing. I really hope when you go in, because the grocery stores are not closing, I hope that when you go in, you're just buying enough for what you need, that you're not buying a ton of stuff, because that's what's getting us into the problem we're in. People are overbuying, and I know a lot of the places have put limits on what you can buy now because of this. So they're There you go. It's interesting. You know, I don't know. It's one of those times I think we're going to remember as time goes on. And the thing about it is, we don't know what the end is. I think the end is, it'll be an okay ending, but we just don't know when that is. You know, with a lot of things, we know when the end date is. And with this, we certainly don't at this point. And that's a thing. So, not much more to say on that. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I wanted to talk about the thing earlier on that I wanted to talk about, if you're staying home. You know, there are so many people, and the lady who called in yesterday talked about projects that you can do that maybe you've been putting off, and I think that's a great idea to do during this time while you're home. But another thing that you could do at this particular point, if you are home, is something you've been putting off. You know, and I'm not talking so much about a project, but a lot of people have things that could change their life that they've been putting off. And what I mean to say about this is there are a lot of people who are in jobs that maybe they are not particularly thrilled with, or maybe it's just gotten old for them. We have to look at things like this as maybe blessings in disguise, as some people would say. If you have a project, maybe you've wanted to write a book. Maybe you have wanted to become a cook. Maybe you have wanted to run a restaurant. Maybe you have wanted to open up your own store. Maybe you've wanted to become a professional knitter. Maybe you wanted to do a lot of things. Well, you're home now. You're home now. What a good time to look into doing this stuff. What a good time to start doing these projects. I think that would be a good thing. Take a bad situation and make it better. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
This is the lady who called you. I finally got some people to help me with food, and I want to thank you so very, very much, and may the Lord bless each and every one. I know it's hard, and I want to thank you so very much for what you do for people.
Oh, no problem. I thank you so much for letting us know. So people did reach out to you.
Yeah, I got people to reach out to me, so I'm getting help.
Perfect.
And thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Have a great day and keep listening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank goodness. The lady is taken care of, so that is good. But if you have a problem of a similar nature, you can certainly let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The older lady is taken care of. 74, that's not too old. We're happy she's taken care of. All right. I'm glad to hear that. Makes me feel better about what's going on. And again, a nice thing for the Marion community that we do pull together. And that's a good example right there of what we do. And yes, I am talking about people who've been putting things off that they don't do because there's always tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. Well, sometimes there isn't always tomorrow. So if you've had something you've been wanting to do, been putting off, maybe you've been putting it off since high school. Maybe you've been putting it off since college. Maybe you've been putting it off since you had your first child. Work on it. You know, tomorrow waits for nobody. There's nothing wrong with working on these projects and doing something different. Maybe a little change up in your life. That would be a very nice thing, I think. And we all have those things. They used to be called dreams that we had. Dreams of things we wanted to do. Well, guess what? Maybe this is a sign to start working on your dream and see what you can get done. And if it is to open up a business or something of that nature, go to the internet. Make some phone calls. Figure out what it takes to do that. And maybe when this is all over, you'll be able to do that, and you'll be equipped with much more information than you had when it started. So we have to do that. Does anybody else have any other ideas of things you can do while you're off? 740-383-9944. And remember this. Money is not the driver. Okay? Success is not measured in money. You've got to realize that. And if you're putting something off just for financial reasons, I understand people have to have money to live. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying go broke or anything like that. I'm just saying if you wait for the time to be perfect, the time will never come. Because the perfect time never comes. That's the way life is. There was a story one time I heard about the perfect time, but essentially, it isn't going to come. If you're waiting for the time to come where somebody's going to show up on your door and offer you everything you want at the price you want and everything's going to be hunky-dory, well, that time's not going to come. Maybe for a few people it will, but not for everybody. So you've got to make it happen. And I can tell you this. Sometimes you might make less money, but you're going to be happier. And in the long run, that's going to be the important thing. I really, really do believe that. I think maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is a reset of your lifestyle. And that sometimes is not a bad thing. You know, I remember 9/11, and not that I'm comparing this to that or one to the other, but you know what I remember about 9/11? I remember the next day, people put flags in their windows, and people went to New York City who were in other states, who didn't have to, were not called upon to go, just went to help people. Do you remember that? And it changed. Do you remember how long people wore the pins that were of the American flag? It changed our patriotism. Prior to 9/11, on September 10th, 2001, I don't know how patriotic we were. It was a little different. But we changed. Something bad helped us change. Now, maybe this is that. You never know. Maybe this is the chance to change your life. And it's not about being unhappy. I'm not saying people are unhappy doing what they're doing now. I'm just saying if there's something you've always wanted to do, go out and do it. Because it comes back to the same saying, success is not measured in money. You know what? You go out and you don't make any money. Who cares? At least you did it. At least that question is not hanging over your head anymore. Well, what if I would have done that? What if I would have done that? I really need to finish that. I really need to get to that. No, just do it. This is a good time. Do it. See what happens. Maybe it'll turn out good for you. Maybe you'll turn out to be a happier person. And you know something? This also applies to your personal life. If you have had things in your personal life that you are distraught about or hung up about, here's something that's interesting to me about this whole thing. Have you noticed how all other news has stopped? That we're no longer talking about politics all the time? That we're no longer talking about what's on television? That we're no longer talking about The Bachelor? We're no longer talking about the royal family? You know, all these things that were so important just 10 days ago, we're not talking about them anymore. It stopped. Because this is more important. So, maybe it's that. Maybe we were just living a life that we thought we should live because that's what happens and life is a mundane thing. But maybe it's time to pull a reset on this whole thing and use this time wisely. We don't get time like this very often. So look at this, even though I know it's not fun for a lot of people not to go to work, look at this as a time for change, maybe. And change is a good thing for a lot of people. Examine your life. I think in this fast-paced world with everybody with a smartphone and a cell phone, we a lot of times don't sit around and actually analyze or think about things anymore. Now might be a good time to do that. So that was my opinion because of the lady who I thank very much for calling in yesterday, who was giving tips about what to do if you are at home. I thought that was a great tip. Do things that maybe you have thought about working on for so long. So there you go. Don't wait for the perfect time. The perfect time will not come. Now, again, so glad the 74-year-old woman who had no help was able to be helped in the last hour. So glad she got a phone call and she is taken care of. But if you have any kind of similar need, call Love Inc. They called this morning. I thank them so much for calling. 740-382-3340. And remember again, they do have an answering machine hooked up. They are keeping different hours right now, but leave a message. They will get back to you. They are checking that machine often. And leave your phone number. Leave it twice, because sometimes you can't hear the phone number the first time it's said. So call and leave your phone number twice. Also, Marion Area Transit is up and running. We got a call from one of the buses this morning. 740-382-9850. 740-382-9850 for Marion Area Transit. 60 cents one way if you are a senior citizen. So that's $1.20 to go round trip right now if you do need to go out and get something. And Marion Area Transit is up and running. And that is a good thing. And we do want to mention one more time that an executive order was issued yesterday by the Marion Area Health Department, and Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner, also Mayor Schertzer, signed the executive order yesterday that at this particular point, and I'm going to read through this again without going through the codes, but we have the order, having determined it necessary pursuant to the authority granted by the Ohio Revised Code for preventing the spread of contagious or infectious diseases, it's been determined that an emergency does exist, and the order has been given to city offices, boards, councils, departments, or other similar public points of contact to maintain a list of all persons who have personally appeared at, in or before, by name, address, and date. So that'll be going on right now with boards, offices, city offices, that you will have to, if you go in and they are still open, you will have to give your name, address, and date that you were there. Also, go with the CDC guidelines that you don't want to be closer than 6 foot to somebody else. And public bodies basically should avoid gathering at this point. It's interesting. And I want to mention this. This being consistent with the state attorney general's opinion that video conferencing with public access does not violate Ohio's open meetings law. So there you go. That's one of those things that is different, but that's what it is. So the executive order was put in place yesterday by Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner, and Mayor of the City of Marion, Scott Schertzer. We also know that all the firefighters have been called back who were on vacation, and they are expected to be ready within 24 hours' notice in case something bad is going on. Most of our firefighters in Marion are paramedics, as the paper read yesterday. I don't know exactly what you call it. I guess it was a proclamation of sorts that would be going on as of Wednesday night. So that has taken effect. And I do want to remind you, Charlie will not be in today. He's out getting his arm looked at and going to the doctor today. But we do have a guest host for his show today, and also for the 12 o'clock show, where we're going to come back and do some of this. So if you know somebody in help, call us. That's why we're here, and we'll be here through 1 and back tonight, 8 to 10. So don't forget that. Again, before I run out of time here, Love Inc., 740-382-3340, and Marion Area Transit, 740-382-9850. The Charlie Evers Show with a guest host coming up in 10 minutes.
Chester and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what? You know what? What I'm impressed by. You think I would know this? How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do you do? Just tape it, tape the shows as they go. But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on, I made sure to tape it.
Well, where are you from originally?
Here in Ohio.
Where? No, I mean, you weren't born where you're working now, or were you?
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yeah. Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Sure.